This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tennessee residents are digging out from those weekend storms and tornadoes that killed six people, knocked down houses, and cut power to thousands. Greg Chance lives in Nashville. He says he and his family hid in a safe room in their home.
We all hunkered down in the floor right there. And then the next thing we know, it just sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Former President Trump will not testify after all today at his civil fraud trial in New York. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
Former President Trump posted on his Truth Social platform. He's decided against testifying for a second time in his New York civil fraud trial. He says he already, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month and doesn't see the need to return to the witness stand again. At a New York dinner this weekend, the Republican presidential frontrunner accused Democrats of bringing charges against him only for political purposes.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza this morning. Residents said there's been heavy fighting in and around the key city of Khan Yunis in the south, and battles were still underway in parts of Gaza City and the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. Ukraine's President Zelensky will travel to Washington for meetings Tuesday with President Biden and other U.S. officials. President Biden's asked Congress for billions in wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel, along with other national security priorities. But the request is caught up in a debate over U.S. immigration policy and border security. The AAA expects more of us will travel for the holidays this year than last. 115 million travelers overall. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta has the weekend's top movies.
The anime film The Boy and the Heron is number one at the box office this week.
Dear mother, she's awaiting your rescue.
The Boy and the Heron, the latest film from legendary anime filmmaker Hayao Miyazaki, is the number one draw for moviegoers this week. It debuted with $12.8 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It's only the third anime to be number one ever, and the first original anime to be number one. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, is in second place. Godzilla Minus One is third. Trolls Band Together is number four, and Wish is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Homebuyers who can afford to bypass the high mortgage rates are increasingly skipping the financing and paying all cash. Homes bought entirely with cash accounted for 34% of all sales in September. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.